Hi, my name is Ginger Lumen, and I have hijacked Curtis Chandler's Audioboo account. Okay, no, I haven't. I got an email from Curtis the other day, and he says he's putting together a podcast on what teachers can learn from the feedback structures of video games. And he said he wanted to get a soundbite from me on my thoughts, and wanted to get a file from me, and so I said, sure, and I just took over his Audioboo account. Because he gave me his password and all, before anybody thinks that I'm a hacker or something, which I'm not. Wish I was. Anyway, moving on. So he's asking about three questions, and so I figured I would give at least some feedback, and these are initial, quick and dirty thoughts. None of these are anything set in stone for now and are subject to change at any time. And I would love if anybody who would agree or disagree with me or at least want me to answer some clarification would dive right in. First question is, do games do a better job of providing students with feedback than most teachers do? Wow. Really kind of putting games against teachers. Got to be cautious with this. Curtis, I think that the fact that games, at least the good ones, provide individualized and immediate feedback, and I think it's amazing. Teachers simply can't do that amount of individualized and immediate feedback in a full classroom of kids. However, games can't see the students as deeply as a teacher does. So I think it's not an or, but more of an and situation for the best options. That, of course, contrary-wise, there are games that give feedback that don't really help move the kid forward, or at least forward in the direction we think they might need to go. But the same could also be said of some teachers. Right. So in my heart, I feel there are far fewer checks on games than there are on teachers, which is to say, it's far more likely to get a kid in front of a crappy game than it is to get in front of a crappy teacher. So, I don't know if that answers the question. Let's go on to question two. What are some lessons, suggestions, strategies that video games teach us about how to provide feedback? You're going to have to stay tuned to this response, and it'll be recorded in the next section.